So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time here. Scott Presler will be with us momentarily. A lot to catch up with Scott Presler every week around 2 o'clock. We talk with him. And the North Carolina thing, he was just on with Laura Trump, might be a candidate. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. But in my view, the big takeaway from the weekend, for whatever reason, and we've been trying to piece these out, most people are seeing the big, beautiful bill as standing a much better, I wouldn't say it's a fait accompli, but a much better chance of passing. We're not hearing quite what we heard from Perry and Van Drew last week, where there were difficulties with what the Senate came up with and what the House wants. All right, but without further ado, we have good news from Pennsylvania here, too. In addition to that, the Pennsylvania registration numbers, let's go to Scott Presler on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for having me.
Well, I know it's a really busy day. I follow on Twitter. A lot of excitement around what you're doing. Anything that you can tell listeners at this point?
No, just I'm in Manhattan. I know. God bless my soul. I'm here in New York City for the next couple of days. I hope I don't run into Zohran. I know, right?
Oh, that would be a – come on. Who did you confront? Was it Fetterman? Was that the one at the farm
show?
Well,
I invited him.
Okay.
No, Fetterman, I invited him to join the Republican Party.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So, Scott, we see good news, you say, on Twitter with the Pennsylvania registration. What's happening?
No, honestly, this is breaking, and the people at home should be extremely excited over this news. So, putting you on speaker for a second so I can read this out to you. So, Pennsylvania voter registration, this is as of today. A week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 176,539 voters. Today, that lead is narrowed to 175,292. That is a net loss in 7 days of minus 1,247 voters for the Democrat Party in Pennsylvania. Democrats gained 677 voters, while Republicans during that same time gained 1,924. And so to my beautiful Philadelphia people, I just wanted to say thank you, because remember how, you know, people were changing to vote for Judge Dugan in the primary?
Yes.
Well, Philadelphia has finally, a month later, reported some numbers. And so I did want to share these with you. So in the last month, I guess, 126 Republicans switched to Democrat. Who knows what they were thinking, but that's okay. We won't hold it against them. And 334 independents switched to Democrat. However, listen to this. 426 Democrats switched to Republican. So four times as many Democrats switched to Republican as vice versa. And so my message is, if you live in Philadelphia and you're one of those Democrats that, you know, isn't happy about Larry Krasner, or you're just, you know, tired of what's happening in Philadelphia, what have you got to lose? I ask you, I court you, switch to Republican today. Go to vote.pa.gov, vote.pa.gov. And yes, this is more symbolic than anything, but the Democrat Party needs to see that businesses shutting down, that the crime on the streets, that Larry Krasner not prosecuting criminal illegal aliens, that those just aren't right and doing good by the people of Philadelphia. And so I ask you today, vote.pa.gov and switch to Republican. And then, drum roll, this is probably the biggest news I've ever shared on your program before, and we've shared a lot together.
Yeah.
But look at this. And this should have Governor Shapiro shaking in his boots, shaking. So I am pleased to report to you now on 1210 Talk Radio with Dom Giordano that if you remove inactive voters, meaning that only active are being shown, we are 74,606 voters away from having a plurality of registered Republicans in a state that used to have 1.2 million more D's than ours. My friends, we are on the verge. You give us another year and a half and you work together with us, and we will have a plurality of registered Republicans before we defeat Shapiro in 2026.
That's Celebration Day. When that happens, other than Scott, I don't know if we'll ever see a Republican mayor in Philadelphia again, but I never thought in Pennsylvania the lead was too much. It's a vaguely moderate Democrat thing, but due to your efforts and a couple of other things, and you have Greg Rothman really pushing this now, when you set a goal like that, people are amazed. Not only it tells me, hopefully, then it's not just President Trump that could win in Pennsylvania, but other Republicans, conservatives could win in Pennsylvania.
100%, Dom. And yes, I do want to give a shout out. Thank you to the PA GOP. Thank you to Senator slash Chairman Greg Rothman. Do you know what Rothman has done with his brief time as chairman of the party? He's announced a contest between all 67 counties and their respective county parties. And already Pike County has reached one third of its goal already in voter registration. This is kind of like a voter registration contest. And I think the winners are even going to get, you know, additional support, additional finance. So to Rothman, thank you for working with the grassroots. You know, the grassroots are knocking on doors in 100-degree weather and doing all the voter registration. But I think this is a phenomenal time for the Republican Party of Pennsylvania. And again, Shapiro needs to see that we are 74,000 voters from a red Commonwealth. And I hope he will start acting more conservatively as the Commonwealth shifts right.
I hear you. He's not doing it during this budget, and we're going to continue to underline that, though, Scott. So I was out of commission. I had to do some stuff on Saturday night. I didn't see anything on Twitter. Did the Laura Trump segment go with Scott Presler?
No, not yet. Okay. I was still bumped again. However, they are going to let me know as soon as it is, and I will gladly and joyfully tell you when my segment with Laura Trump is going to be out there.
And I'm sure, now you're busy with other stuff, but North Carolina, I asked Michael Whatley today, and you know what? Refreshing. He didn't say, oh, we saw this coming. He said, no, they were surprised that Tillis quit in the middle of this. It's very telling where the big, beautiful bill is going now with him quitting in that manner. And I admire Whatley, Scott, for it. Usually they would say, oh, of course, we saw this coming, Dom. Come on, we engineered it. No. So what do you see in North Carolina? Whatley's named, Laura Trump, of course.
You know, either is a fine candidate. I posted on social media that I would welcome Laura Trump running for that Senate seat. But ultimately, I think this is a win-win for the MAGA America First agenda. Tom Tillis has not been a friend and has not been a loyalist to our president. And I think he saw the writing of the wall. He knows that he wasn't going to win a primary. We were going to primary his behind and replace him. And I think, quite frankly, he was in danger of losing the general, even if he sustained a win during the primary. This is a chance for us to get a good conservative candidate that's going to be putting North Carolina first. And I welcome the primaries in 2026. Cornyn, we're peacefully going after him with Ken Paxton. Louisiana, we're going after Cassidy peacefully. The seat in North Carolina, we're going after him. And so I think we really have an opportunity, like we did in 2022, defeating 8 of the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach President Trump. Well, now we have a chance to replace senators that haven't been loyal to the America First MAGA agenda. And I think 2026 is going to be a year of reckoning for the Republican Party.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on whatever you're doing in Manhattan. And as it unfolds, we're here excited for you, but to help with the mission, because we got Jersey, Jack Cetarelli's coming on Wednesday. We have that to win. Scott, where do we go to continue the fight?
Thank you. My organization is earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com. And this whole summer, we need your help. We have the Green County Fair. We're going to be in Erie. We're going to be in Cumberland and York and Center County. We're going to be in Southeast Pennsylvania, Pike. So in all 67 counties. If you want to see that 74,000 number plummet to zero, let's create a plurality of registered Republican voters, earlyvoteaction.com, and I look forward to meeting all of you at the fairs and festivals across Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks very much for coming on, as always.
Hey, thanks, Dom.
All right, Scott Presler, particularly on a day, look, I don't know exactly, but expect big things coming out of this. People are documenting what he's been able to achieve. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. And as I said, too, or as he just said, when you look at active voters down now, 74,000, that is a miracle versus 1.2 and better million on paper. It's, it's only on paper. Well, you know, it counts a lot psychologically and ultimately in voting. Can Josh Shapiro be beaten? The answer is yes. It's difficult. It's going to take an all-out effort to do that. All right? That's the best case. He's beaten. Worst case, he's dinged up tremendously, and we don't have him out there running in 2028 effectively. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Get us on the side question. Just push pound 1210. Frank Ferry, who was here, mentioned Fred Herron coming up. The Inquirer says that Sheriff Fred Herron is bringing Trump-style politics to bucolic Bucks County. His critics warn, how did he get there? Oh, my God. The guy that we have just been enamored with And I'm trying. Oh, yes. I have a question, a drink question to ask Henry coming up here about why. I think it's Gen Z. I'll dig out the article exactly. We get the group. I don't know if Kirk will have an answer either. We'll ask him why this group is paying for a drink and then closing out their tab. And they're doing this routinely as a generation. What's the magic there? And bartenders universally tell Fox News they hate this. What is, why would you do stuff like that?
We'll get to that.
Right now, though, it's time first for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
That is right. And, oh, man, I have to talk to Walter Kosk. I'd love to go to this. Dan does not believe it. There's certain songs, not his whole repertoire, but... We're playing for a pair of lawn tickets to see Rod Stewart.
Ooh.
One Last Time Tour. Now, it's probably the fifth time he said One Last Time Tour. But that's on July 12th at the Mann Center in Philadelphia. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah.
All right, what do we have
here? Dom, you're not going to hear Rod Stewart today. I'll just say that much to start. But, yeah, on the side question today, we're asking for that all-time domino effect, that all-time butterfly effect.
Right.
I'm going to talk about the clue today. So this band, by changing their scope of their music in the late 80s, they went from kind of a glam hair metal band to, I mean, the same glam hair metal band, but they changed their sound. It got deeper. It got lower. The topics they were talking about, it was no longer about girls and partying and this and that. It became more about addiction and poverty, mental illness, and capitalism, among other political things.
All right.
And ultimately, it closed the kind of glam rock era of, you know, rock and roll music and opened up the door for grunge. So I'm going to play you this band that unintentionally destroyed their own genre of music for another one. I want to know the name of this band. Yeah, very recognizable voice, very recognizable band, but they were their own undoing. Okay. Who is this band?
Hit us with that. I'm amazed how quickly people get this, and you are off to see Rod Stewart's One Last Time Tour. Thank you, Walter Kosk. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. I need some bartenders, too, after this. Just push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's the Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. This plays into today's cycle. This group kind of being the domino that put themselves, their whole,
whole genre.
Genre.
Kind of
on the back
out.
Burner.
Yeah.
Let's hear the clue. Let's go to Sal and Skip Pack. Sal, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Wait a minute, Sal. Stay on hold here. I'm sorry. It's Ken in Sicklerville. He was first. Hey, Ken. Who is it? Hey, Ken.
It'll be Guns N' Roses. It'll be Guns N' Roses.
All right, Ken. You are the winner. I'll put you on hold. Nicely played. So, Henry, any more on that, on how they did that?
Yeah, no, Guns N' Roses just decided 1987, they're like, all right, let's change things up a little bit. Let's change about what we're writing about. And it inspired a lot of groups out in Seattle, which is obviously where the grunge movement was started. And in doing so, by changing their lyrics to talk about more heavier stuff, other groups took notice, gave it a heavier sound behind it, and grunge music was born, and glam hair metal on the way out.
All right, so thank you. Sorry about that, Skip Pack. But we have the winner. I'm going off to see Rod Stewart the one last time, final last time. Maybe we'll be back next week to her, but it's a great prize. Maybe we'll have it for the rest of the week. Now, I saw this at Fox today. And again, Gen Z has been different, at least voting pattern, some of the stuff that's going on here, than a lot of younger groups have been historically. But there's an annoying quality. Fox says bartenders spill the beans on Gen Z's annoying drink-by-drink payment habit. Young people want financial control and have security concerns as industry professionals lament a slowdown that happens. And as I understand it, the person has a tab, but then they close the tab at the end of every drink. Mm-hmm. I've never had a tab at a bar, so this is kind of like
never had a tab.
No, not at all.
Really?
I've been at bars where you put it on the table and the barmaid or whatever, they take it for each drink. You put it under your glass and you go like that. Is that yours, Kirk?
That's me too.
Well, yeah, exactly. Too.
That's essentially what people are doing. It's just every time you get a receipt.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Now, look, I'm doing the celebrity bartending on September 10th in Chambers for the PAL, but mainly for Fred Heron. What am I going to do? It's bad enough I've never made a mixed drink. The beer pouring, Johnny's working with me. Our next event at Mulligan's there. We tried it. There wasn't much of a head on it. He was like, maybe that's a B- at best, even for the first time. And I got to be turning around. These bartenders are saying, and changing all this stuff up. Kirk, you see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not Gen X, by the way.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. No, I know that. But I mean, well, your thought process on this.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm rather put the money on the table. You know, because usually I have like, you know, a couple 20s, what have you. So I'm not, you know, I don't have like, you know, open. I'm not that popular to say open up a tab for me. I just plop down $20 and that's it.
Why do you have to open a tab, first of all, Henry?
Because I don't know what it is, but like, yeah, every time, like you'd say you'd put $20 down, what, they keep bringing you drinks every time you're done one?
Yes.
That's more or less what people are doing every time they close out their tab. They're like, I don't know how many I'm going to have.
Yeah, but the bartender, Henry, has to go through all this nonsense.
Now. Exactly.
What is all this nonsense? It doesn't sound any different than what Kirk was doing, putting down
$20. They have to close out the tab.
I understand that, but why can't we do the put down $20 thing and not close the tab?
Well, in case like I need they will give me change, so they'll take that 20, and let's say the beer is like $4, mm-hmm. so they'll give me 16 back.
Right.
So if that $16 that $20 is gone, then I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's the mechanics of this.
Yeah.
Is it maybe cash versus credit?
There's another thing too with it where a lot of these bars will keep your card and. A lot of times you will end up forgetting it. So what do you do at a bar like that? You're going to go up each and every time and open and close
it. That is true. There's a lot of bars that I'm aware of that do that. They'll have you'll have your credit card. You'll put it out.
Right.
They'll hold it, and you can order like obscene amount of drinks or less. And they'll say through that one swipe of how many drinks I had.
That's the tab.
Yeah, that's
the worst part about that is that if you say you do get too banged up and you do forget your card,
that's
they'll put a 25-30% surcharge on it.
Okay, this another argument then why cash is king?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to bring cash everywhere, but yeah.
Whoa, is it easier. Not true? Isn't it much easier? I don't understand. Why go through all this? What's the advantage?
And also, too, you got people like go to bars too with the Apple Pay and so they tap the thing.
Well, I'm saying too is like the cash, it's the same thing as opening the tab every time. Just you're not getting a receipt. Am I wrong? Like you're handing them $5 for a drink every time.
I'm not going to leave my card there. That's why people don't do it.
Why people don't do it because that's why they open it up each and every time. Because like I'm not leaving my card with you. Right. Something's going to happen to it, or I'm going to forget it.
Yeah, that's true.
I need some professional bartenders. 855-83 or Johnny, if you're listening, Johnny. I mean, this tab opening and all that. I'm trying to picture the bar at Mulligan's the last time. It was such a giant scene, but
it
seemed to me people had money on the bar under a glass and everybody was doing that. I don't remember open my tab. I do remember Bob Kelly yelling drinks at the bar last year in August, and what a man it was.
I remember that.
I think $100 bills were being taken out.
Yeah, they were going a mad rush.
I feel like that kind of vibe only exists solely with shore bars and few dive bars.
Okay.
You're not wrong about that.
Like, if you just go to any other regular bar, you're not getting that treatment.
No, you're not wrong about that.
All right, so 855-839-1210. If you're a bartender, have worked in that, I just found that the bartenders, Henry doesn't agree, I guess, but the bartenders say they are too busy with other stuff, and they have to keep on going through this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see the annoyance on their face if you do it.
Yeah, like, exactly. Well, that's the point I was trying. I just found it to be kind of curious. And by the way, not only always looking for cash to be king, but tomorrow we have the guy on, right? The guy that got the cursive bill?
Correct.
Actually passed in the House, which is the hardest thing. That Pennsylvania now, we just need the Senate, and I think they're more of a layup. Will now mandate cursive education in schools. And I didn't even know it was coming. We've talked with somebody before when they put this into play. And, I think Dan went on his, why do you have to read Shakespeare? He tied it into it thing about why cursive is needed. And there's all sorts of arguments for it. The House voted pretty overwhelmingly, passed with a 195-8 vote in the House. I thought these people would be, the first line of defense against it.
Hmm.
Usually it's a liberal conservative thing. He's on tomorrow. What time is that tomorrow? Do you have
We're going to have him at 12:30.
12:30 tomorrow. And all we need is the Senate now. And you can check that box again that Pennsylvania will join a number of states that have said, come on, what in the world happened to cursive? Why in the world would this not be part of the deal? All right, so we'll get to that tomorrow. 855-839-1210. Hit me on the side question, too, which is simple here. This butterfly effect, this domino effect. The Archduke Ferdinand got assassinated, set off the entirety of World War One, one of the greatest just carnages. Something that set off something else, some triggers, what we're looking for, butterfly effect, you can call it. Get in with that. Get your name into the hat. We'll have the $50 gift card on Friday from Gallo's special July 4th broadcast. But come on, a bartender or two, or barmaid, or whatever title we're using now. Wouldn't it be simpler if it were cash? And I heard some of the reasoning from Henry. Why in the world you would not want to do this? But opening and closing, these bartenders, there's a lot of sound with Fox Business on this, indicating, oh my God, this is just another problem. You're trying to be fast. You're trying to be personable, and you have to deal with this. Now, nobody's going to give me paying cash when I'm doing this celebrity bartending. This is going to be shaky. And if you ask for a mixed drink, stick to a Bloody Mary. Johnny told me what to do with that.
No.
No other mixed drinks. Nothing that has more than one component in it.
One component?
Yeah, well,
think about all the stuff that's in a Bloody Mary. I'm chewing that.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a rum and Coke person. So
okay, rum and Coke. Just tell me where you pour. Have a line there. Then I'll pour the Coke in it. Done.
That's it. That's it.
Celebrity bartender.
That's it for
it's
me.
It's got to have some rules, Fred Herron. I mean, it's got to be pretty simple here. We can't be coming up. What's the most difficult drink to make?
Old fashioned.
Is it? Is it a lot of
old fashioned?
I'm trying to think what an annoying one is. Some sort of shot, I'm sure.
Johnny made a vodka drink just for me because I never had vodka.
What's it called?
A couple of a Dom vodka drink, and it had like six components to it.
Holy moly.
It was nuts. It was all kind of those fruity things thrown in there.
If you were my celebrity bartender, Dom, I would ask for rum and Coke. That's it.
All right, rum and Coke I can handle.
Heavy hand on the pull.
Come on, a bartender there. Give me a tip or two. And do you resent Generation Z here, apparently? My Z or X? Generation Z.
Z
wanting to say, close my tab, open my tab. Henry, is that what you say? Close my tab to this guy.
No, I give more of a either like a writing symbol, like I'll just cash the check, or like just a throat slash, like I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't. They look so loud in there. I close my tab? And it's like, no, I'll just give them a signal, and they're like, all right, I got you.
I do that too, those throat slashing.
All right, 855-839-1210. Come on, give us a little bit of insight. If you're bartending, particularly now, does this happen that much? And is it one group of people that apparently are – I didn't see too much at Mulligan's. I'm doing the show, and I'm observing. I see cash on the bar. Johnny, put down those kegs and – give us a call. How do you handle the tab thing? And do they have, nobody has a tab like in Goodfellas, where you actually have a tab at the restaurant.
No.
I'll put it on my tab.
Yeah, I don't think that you can have like the long running tab over like
$8,000 with Joe Pesci.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like you don't close your tab at the end of the night. That's 25% they're just taking from you.
Ah, okay. Giving up the card, though. Wow. Hey, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock in prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Everyday prices are rolled back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Feel better, get active, turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, just use that code WELLNESS. 33% off any single bottle. Use that code WELLNESS, WELLNESS, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com. Do it today.
All right. So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano Show. This man is going to turn me into a bartender for this big celebrity event. Oh, man. We have to be in slow motion the next time at Mulligan's. Johnny Z from Mulligan's checking in here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Very good. So you see the makings of a bartender, right? Rum and Coke I can do, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Easiest job in the world.
So what do you make of these guys like Henry, apparently, some a lot worse? Opening tabs, closing tabs. What do you do at Mulligan's?
Well, at Mulligan's, we don't run tabs at the bar.
Okay.
It is a cash bar. If you want to order food at the bar or if you're sitting at a table, that's fine. But if you're just sitting at the bar drinking, you know, you put the cash on the bar and you go round for round. So we don't have a problem with that. However, I have worked in places where, you know, you run tabs and, you know, you hold the card behind the bar like you guys were talking about or whatnot. And I could absolutely see if somebody's closing out their tab every time, that's kind of a pain. It's not like cash. You take a $10 bill, you make change real quick, and that's the end of it. You know, there's a whole process to running a card and doing the paper and all. So, yeah, I could see that being a pain for the bartender.
Yeah, and in a loud, like when we were there and we got a lot of people there, whatever, closing tabs and all that back and forth, John. I just, again, why complicate it and just not go with cash?
You know, it's amazing, especially down at the liquor store. The amount of people that carry cash as compared to even 10, 12 years ago is astounding. I'd say at least at the liquor store, 80 to 85% are either cards or people don't even carry cards anymore. They do everything with their phone. They come up, you know, oh, you got Apple Pay, you got Apple Pay, and, you know, they're doing all this with their phone. And I'll ask people, you know, do you carry anything beside that phone? No, just a phone, just a phone. Okay. So, yes, it's nuts. It's nuts.
So, how's business this season? How's Wildwood doing this season? Is it normal? Is it pretty good?
It's been average so far. Nothing great, but nothing horrifying. You know, this week, right now that we're in, this is really the ramp up to the summer. And then, you know, once 4th of July comes on Friday, you know, we're really in it. So, you know, we'll see what happens. You know, we still got, you know, well over 2 months to go. And then, you know, we have the September season. You know, something's happening every week. And while, you know, it's a nice extension of the season.
Did you get a lot of the people from the big 4-day festival, John, the country festival? Did they come to Mulligan's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we were loaded all from Thursday to Sunday. It was insane. You know, in the bar too, and then of course you know Dom Giordano Day. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. I think there were a lot of country and western there. And by the way, if listeners missed it, it's up on you. We have the program up there, and you were behind the bar, ungraciously, I might add, raising your fist in triumph because Sauce dealt us a bitter defeat.
That's right. As I explained, when I was raised, it was Sauce in my house. My wife, Pam, of course, you know, South Philly was gravy. But and again, that's in our house, we call it gravy sauce. Okay. So best of both worlds.
Well, yeah, gravy goes first. See, the naming rights. So, John,
right.
The shirts, too. I wear it on Tuesdays in my schedule, so I should have it on tomorrow. The summer White House shirts. I like the tropical one, but you have the black one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And they're still available for sale, too. We still have, you know, plenty more. So, and then, we'll have them for, you know, the next couple times you're down as well.
All right. Well, love it, John. Thanks for straightening all this out. We'll talk with you soon.
All right. Take care.
All right. Mulligan's right over there on 310. Now, wait a minute. East Hildreth, not west. Check that fact checker there, Kirk. What do you say? It's east, right? Come on now, you've been there enough times. I should say
east. I believe
east.
It's east.
Yeah, it is east. Okay. Right there by the Acme. We're still working on the next time what the date will be, but we hope Ron Jaworski will be there to throw the football. And tomorrow I may bring in. Are you here tomorrow, Kirk?
Yes, I am.
Definitely,
yes.
Bring it in tomorrow then,
because right.
I need some bolster. Henry will ridicule it. It is a Bridgestone football, which I have deemed the official football. I will not throw anything else. I've had a couple throws with it. I might say it adds 5 or 6 yards.
I got to see this football.
Oh, it's
there's some sort of sales. Performance element to it.
A performance element. I'm not using steroids, but the football's on steroids. Nobody said we couldn't use against Jaworski, of all people. I was going to set a bet that Jaworski couldn't throw it twice as far as I throw, but I'm feeling a little bit doubtful about that. That would be the league that we're in. All right? And I think Dan did throw 40 yards in flip-flops on a street. All right, 855-839-1210. Side question, Hittis, I like this one. This is a pretty good one. John in Belmar. John, what do you got today on the side?
Hi, Dom. How you doing? And I agree, cash is king. I never used a card like these people used a card and their phone. I just carry cash.
Yeah, can you imagine? I thought at Mulligan's that'd be a case. The guys, you know, close my tab, open my tab. People screaming this all the time. I don't get it. What tab?
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, so I think that this event caused a big change in our society. It was the killing of George Floyd. What resulted from that, beside the riots and the looting, it was, you know, they declared war on police. It started the Black Lives Matter movement. It started the equity, inclusion,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yep.
And then they like Rizzo's statue came down. I mean, the things that happened.
That is a great bank shot, by the way. It was like Frank Rizzo had a Confederate hat on or something. They had to take him down. Yeah, I mean, you get it, something directly related to it. It gave us that it's mostly peaceful as the area with Ali Velchi is burning all around them. Mostly peaceful.
Yes.
Now, that is a great one. But then, John, then the next segment of that, though, is the pushback on that, how it's changed as a result of that overreaction.
It absolutely, it had to happen. And things, they're cyclical. They run in cycles. And you can't go too far one way without it coming back, you know, again the other way.
Absolutely. That's a good one. All right. That's what we're looking for. Oh, man. The TV dinner, what did that spur? Might have that as an answer coming up. All right, hit us at 855-839-1210. Bob Dylan is not banned from the U.S. and after an anti-Semitic chant. It's Bob Villain, clever, V-Y-L-A-N. And they deserve to be. This group that just chanting death to the IDF, meaning to Israeli forces. Yeah, we'd like to come to the United States. Give us a visa. We want to chant here in the United States death to Israeli forces. That's a great group to let. Is that a free speech issue? The guy in New York says probably it is. I just say it's common sense. Is the country better off that these idiots won't be coming here? Yeah, it is. I mean, this is direct. This isn't free Palestine or even from the river to the sea, which is also calling for the death of getting Jews out of there. Chanting as part of your act, death to the IDF. Yeah, I'm not going to bring you in here on a visa. No, that's not something we need. Even the BBC pulled the stream during the performance. All right? Well, no, I'm sorry. They didn't. They said we should have pulled the stream during the performance. Now, for the BBC to say that, think about that. So is that going against the First Amendment? They're not citizens. It has nothing to do with the First Amendment. It's common sense. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, just for the record, Henry doesn't do those boorish behaviors, just saying.
I think it's dumb. Yeah, I think the only time I'm hesitant is if they do take your card, because a lot of places they don't take your card.
Okay.
They'll just give it back to you, the tab's electronic, it knows your card number already. I never understand the ones that take your card.
Okay.
I don't understand why people pay their phone. I'm with Johnny paying their alcohol with their phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, particularly when alcohol is involved.
Exactly
here.
Right.
Cash might be easier.
Hey.
And what happens in strip clubs? Do you say, put it on my tab? I'm just, we didn't get into that. That's tomorrow's show.
That's still all cash.
Yeah, it's all cash.
That's still all cash.
No, they're not taking it here. Some guy runs up, you give him the credit card, and he makes it rain or something else.
You ladies take
air.
Zelle?
Yes. Or gives you ones all of a sudden? Let's go to Joe. That might be promo material there, Henry. I'm just saying. Take a note on that, Kirk. Get that in there. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. All right, Joe, what do you have today?
Today I have Kurt Flood, who refused to be traded to the Phillies about the reserve clause, which led to the free agency in baseball.
Yes, and I support it, even though it's given us a lot of, I don't support the draft or anything else. You ought to be a free agent the whole time. Mike in Hamilton. Mike, what's yours today?
Dom, in 1883, a volcanic island in Indonesia called Krakatoa, it had multiple eruptions for 21 hours. The last eruption destroyed two-thirds of the island. Geologists consider it the loudest sound ever on Earth. It was a 145-foot tidal wave that destroyed 145 villages on nearby islands, killing 36,000 people. The ash circled the Earth for 2 years and lowered the Earth's temperature.
Wow, that's a lot of repercussions. Joe in Exton. Joe, what do you have this afternoon?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
The ancient Hebrews created a monotheistic theology, and which was followed by the Arab civilization, which created Islam and Allah. Then Judaism fostered Christianity, which in itself had a domino effect with Lutheranism, Calvinism, and Anglicanism.
Double domino The Earl of Tacony's got an interesting one. I think I know where he's going. All right, Earl, what's yours?
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat my atomic answer of Henry Tandy, the man who didn't shoot Hitler. I won on that before, so I'm taking that off the board. In the 1950s, people ate fresh food. In the Rolling Stones song, Mother's Little Helper, he laments having a frozen steak. Everything was fresh. They didn't even have cake mixes back then. In 1952, the C.A. Swanson Company was raising turkeys. Now, usually turkeys die in large numbers before they reach adulthood. They had a glut of turkeys in that year. They didn't know what to do with them. They stuck them in a rail cars, and in order for rail cars to be refrigerated, the cars had to be moving. So you had a train full of frozen turkeys driving around the country trying to stay frozen, and they didn't know what to do. So they invented the Swanson TV dinner in order to get rid of all that turkey, which is the advent of prepackaged food for the American family.
Yes, I thought you were going to go with TV, created the TV dinner to watch it in front of TV, another adjunct, thus the TV dinner. All right, Kevin's our last hitter in Doylestown. Kev, what's yours?
9/11 changed it, the way we do everything. The way we get on a plane, the way we go to a ball game, we got to go through a metal detector, the way we bank. And we have secrecy laws now, and it just changed the way we do everything.
That is a biggie. Kirk, who did you like? You were taking these today. Who was your favorite?
I got to go with Earl.
The Earl, the TV dinner.
Gotta go Earl.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, the turkeys being driven around. I'm not, man, I'm not having turkey for a while. Certainly not a TV dinner. But Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I like that answer. I like Robert and Ben Salem's of, you know, what if the Civil War kind of had never ended? Well, where would we be after that? I kind of like Joe and Bordentown's answer of the Curt Flood thing, you know, the whole free agency, how that led to the modern day. And, yeah, the TV dinner. I thought that was a fantastic answer.
Yeah, let's go TV dinner.
All right.
Good Earl. One by Earl there.
Earl, by the way, that's his 2,999th call.
Oh, block him tomorrow. I don't want him to get 3,000 hits. We want to pitch a shutout. We have to have a ceremony. Has anybody called 3,000 times that we know of?
I think he's the lead because I saw Joan Exton just cross two.
Do you have any other number? Who's the closest pursuing him? How could one man call this station 3,000 times?
I think
times?
Ed from Del Ran.
Ed from Del Ran?
Got to be at least
okay. We need those statistics updated. Yeah. 3,000. That's 3,000 that he got on or just called 3,000 times?
I believe it's called 3,000 times.
What was his hit rate? We'll have
the hit rate, I don't know if we got those numbers.
All right, Earl. Tomorrow we await the cursive guy. That's great news. We'll find out more about this bartender style. I got to get another bartender in on this. And will the Earl of Tacony reach 3,000 calls? Well, he will. He's going to call in, but will he get on?
We get on.
Are we going to be tempted to say, hey, it's a great car. I don't feel like 3,000 today. I'm going to walk the Earl of Tacony. We'll put him on, but then it won't count as a call because then we'll cut him off.
Right.
Kind of like the tab thing. All right, Rich Cioli's next in studio right here today with four big hours to go. The big, beautiful bill we'll get into more tomorrow. It looks like we're going to have a vote by the House on Wednesday sometime, and I think it's going to make it to the president's desk on July 4th. Rich is next. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.